marriage.
Love and marriage.
I love you, honey bunny.
Love and marriage.
Get out! Oh. Have you the wing?
We've got a good Love Lab list today of 10 faults lethal to your love life. These are called relationship wreckers. And here to tell us about this and explain is a well-known marriage counselor, relationship expert, and she's been at it for quite a long time, Dr. Jackie Del Rosario. Doctor, how are you?
I'm well. I'm warm. I'm in sunny South Florida.
We keep talking to people who are not here. Well, we're having a heat wave here in Chicago because we're above freezing. So there. Let's talk about your list here. Explain what relationship wreckers are.
Relationship wreckers are those things that you do that kind of sabotage or undermine your great love thing. And so we want to make sure that we eradicate those by identifying them and making our listeners aware so that they don't wreck their good thing.
Now, and you're not talking about wreckers who are people. You're talking about things we do that wreck our relationships,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. That's it.
You've been talking about this for years. You've written about it, and you give speeches about this, and you've done counseling. Do you find that the same problems keep coming up over and over, year after year?
Absolutely. And you know why? Because we really don't learn. I think there's not enough discourse around teaching people the relational skill sets to negotiate relationships. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we kind of knew going in, these are some of the pitfalls of marriage. And so here's how you avoid them. And here are the relational skill sets that you need so that you can build a healthy marriage that can go the distance. No one ever gave me that spiel.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They don't teach you in school, and we need to know. Let's go over this list quickly if we can. Your 10 faults lethal to a love life. Number one, not putting your best face forward. Is that what it seems to be? Is that what it seems to mean?
Not being the best you that you can. I mean, we do a lot to win our person over, but once we have them, are we maintaining, you know, putting our best self forward? You know, I look at the way people get dressed in the morning. They spend about an hour on average to put on makeup, or if it's a suit and tie, to look great for the outside world. And as soon as they come home, they peel that off, and then they go around and, you know, holy pajamas or rollers and creams and that sort of thing. And we want to make sure that we keep the appeal in our relationship, certainly the sex appeal for sure.
Yeah, like don't wear an ah bra necessarily because that really just means you gave up, right?
There you go. Yeah. Or the granny panties, you know.
Right.
And for guys, yeah. I guess it's the sweatpants, right? Number two.
It's the sweatpants or even the underwear.
The underwear, big time.
Not continuing to grow is on the list here.
Well, that's a big one because we have to realize that we're always evolving. We're not the same people that we were when we came to the relationship. Things have happened. Life has transpired. So we're different beings. We have to make sure that we're growing and growing together and that we're also growing for the good of the relationship.
Number three, not continuing to invest the time and effort to maintain a strong foundation. Well, that's kind of about not putting your best face forward. You just kind of relax in a relationship, right?
Right, because it's about commitment. Remember, it's an investment of time and it's effort. You know, effort is really essential because it really undermines our commitment to do what it takes to make the relationship great. And so you want to make sure that you etch out time in your busy schedules to invest in that relationship and also that you're putting forth the effort. You know, sometimes you get tired and say, oh, forget about it. I don't care. No, you have to care because you have to do the work that's going to maintain a great relationship.
I mean, I think what happens is that you just get so comfortable with the person that you're with. And you feel you're compelled to just totally give up and not maybe give up in a depressing way, but give up on trying.
Mm-hmm.
And also they're like you get rid of the filters that you might normally have around other people. So you'll do and say anything and you'll, you know.
Well, we're on our best behavior and we put our best face forward when we're dating.
Right,
really.
But then you don't have to be on your worst behavior when you're married.
But
right?
That's taking the person for granted. And so I think you made a really solid point.
Yeah.
Very solid point.
You mentioned anchor, relationship anchors. Talk about that because on your list of 10 faults lethal to your love life, you have not knowing the relationship anchors.
Well, you know, those are the things that really are essential to the relationship, things that kind of brought you together. And they become kind of foundational, don't you? Don't they? I mean, sometimes it's nurturing your values, your goals, your expectancies, but it can also be the tough times that you kind of went through that kept you guys rooted and connected together. So it's about those things that keep you grounded and connected.
By the way, the series that you do, Marriage Solutions and the Marital Constitution, is that basically the speech you give around the country?
Well, it's actually, I have a Marriage Universe. It's an online program because, you know, men particularly don't like to go to any type of coaching or counseling. But I want to make a tool that's available to all of our listeners, viewers, and I want them to be able to readily receive assistance in any area that they need. So it's an online tool. It's video lessons that only take 3 minutes a day. There's also a compatibility quiz to find out what areas in your relationship are in need of repair, you know, or whether this person that you're dating is really a suitable companion for you for a mate.
But the problem is
that access from our site.
But the problem with looking at those things in the person you're dating is that it goes back to people are on their best behavior when they're dating. And how do we get people to understand that they have to act like they're still dating, even if they've been married 14 years, Bob?
Yeah, but I love your point, though, because here's what I'd like to underline here, is that that's the problem. We're basing it on just their behavior. But what happens to the real dialogue that needs to take place so that you can really filter out and tease through certain issues to see, are we really compatible? Because, listen, they can behave well, but if you start to get into their head and have the conversations about the future, their stance on this, their beliefs about that, I think you're really able to now highlight the areas of commonality between the two of you. I think people talk about a lot of things, but they don't talk always about the right things to assess compatibility for marriage.
She's America's marriage coach, and we'll take a break, and then we'll continue the list of 10 faults lethal to your love life with Dr. Jackie. And also, we'll give you her website information if you want to get in on that series we mentioned, too. That's called Marriage Solutions and the Marital Constitutions. But first, Sarat and Merciano in our Love Lab today, talking about relationship wreckers. 10 faults lethal to your love life with counselor Dr. Jackie Del Rosario. And we are halfway through the list. Number 5 is not ensuring an effective communication style. Well, that's what it's all about, being able to communicate, isn't it?
It is. And we have to make sure that we meld our styles together so that we are as effective as possible while we're communicating our desires and wants and needs and that sort of thing.
Now, does that mean be brutally honest?
Well, no, it just means that you have to make sure. I'll give you an example. Suppose you come from a family where people never argued. But to you and your family, it was a family of 5. Everybody argued and talked loud. So that's not abrasive to you. But to your mate, it just might be. So you might have to tone down your manner of communication so that it's, you know, it's palatable for them.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to do that because it's what comes naturally to you.
It is. But remember now, we're trying to take 2 separate lives and meld them into 1 harmonious life. And so we have to be willing to make certain concessions so that it works.
Yeah, somebody once told me that one of the keys to a happy marriage or happy relationship is you have your personality, the other person has their personality, and then a third personality has to emerge and be created.
I love that, and that's exactly what I'm espousing, that you have to be willing to meld the two into something new.
Yeah, and as Marianne said, that takes a little work. All right, next on the list, not addressing unmet expectations.
Mm-hmm.
What's that all
about? You know
about?
That marriages, you come to a marriage because you have expectations from it. You married her because you expected that your life with her would be a certain way and that she would behave a certain way and perform certain duties. And so that's common. The problem is that we usually don't express them verbally and directly. You know, we do it in arguments, and instead of just saying, these are my expectations, I need or I want X, Y, and Z. And once a mate tells you what those expectations are, you have an obligation to try to meet them. And what causes us to wind up in divorce is when we're not getting our needs met.
Well, so if you agree with them. I mean, what if you don't agree with the expectations? What if Bob expects me to shine his shoes every day before he comes to work?
Well, is that a problem?
That would be a big problem.
Yeah, it'd be
me.
A problem because I'd have a black eye, I think.
There you go.
Got into the office.
So then in that case, you might say, well, you know, honey, I can do this and I can do that. And, you know, but I'm not so sure I can fulfill that. So you're going to have to learn the art of negotiation. So maybe it's not so much shining his shoes every day before he goes to work. That's important. Maybe he's going to want you to, you know, to help him to get another pair of shoes when that time is necessary, or to remove a task from his sheet so that he's able to have time to do his own shoes, you know? He might need some undergirding in another area.
Yeah, that's an interesting example there, Marianne.
I don't know. If you I would say, what? Say what? You want me to do what to your shoes?
I know better than to ask for that. Next on the list, not resolving emotional triggers that might be adversely affecting the relationship.
Exactly. Well, you've heard that old term, haven't you, about baggage. We carry baggage into every new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that baggage is a trigger. Are any painful emotional traumatic issue that is affecting the way that you perceive your current day reality and how you respond to it. So can you imagine we all have these triggers, things that remind us of some painful situation that once those things occur or they surface, we kind of overreact or we respond in a negative, unproductive manner. And so you want to identify what those emotional triggers are, and you really want to mitigate them so that they don't undermine your relationship.
Then we have failing to stop, look, and listen. Is this just about being aware?
It is. Every partner wants to be heard, and they want to feel as if they're relevant and significant. So you want to take the time to make sure that you're continuing to talk, continuing to kiss, continuing to hear and be present when, you know, spending time with your mate.
You know, the more you talk about this, Doctor, and the more we get into relationships here, the more, how can I put this? It almost seems like it's not natural. It certainly doesn't come easy to be with someone over the years.
Uh-oh. Here we go. This is the end.
No. You know what? Help me out here, Doc. You know what I'm trying to say is, you hear relationships take work. We get that, and it shouldn't be that much work. But if you don't really work at it, if you don't stay aware, you're going to have problems, aren't you?
You are, and the thing is here's the thing about life. You can't cheat it. You're going to have to pay either on the front end or on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
So either you're willing to do the work to stay married, or you do the work to be divorced. The only thing is that being married has its benefits. Being divorced, I can't think of too many.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. Let's get in these last two on the list of 10 faults lethal to your love life. Number 9, allowing outside interference. I think I know what this means, but explain.
Good. Well, you know, it's a penalty in sports, isn't it, to have outside interference? And it is in relationships. Leave your mothers, fathers, and friends out of your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said, you know, I don't accept advice from anyone that doesn't have a track record. You need to get advice from an unbiased third voice that's able to really give you sound feedback. And so one of the things that I teach all of my clients is you don't go to marriage coaching or marriage counseling because you're on your last toenail. When things are falling apart and it's critical, it should be a maintenance plan. Don't allow outside interference. And when you need help, I think annually people like to tune up their car, go for a physical. You should give your relationship a physical.
Yeah, no, you're right. And that's number 10 on your list as far as faults lethal to your love life, not having a relationship maintenance plan.
There you go.
Well, listen. My takeaway from this, the headline takeaway from this, has to do with the fact that there aren't too many benefits to divorce, and that's a way to get around many problems that are bugging you and to make you feel better about anything.
That's right. And we get so much out of having a relationship. Being loved is one of the most beautiful things. Having children, you know, loving and raising them, there's nothing comparable to it that I've ever experienced in life. So marriage is definitely a wonderful gift. Here's the thing. We just need to develop the relational skill sets to negotiate it.
Yeah, a lot of upside to it. Dr. Jackie Del Rosario, give the website for people who want more information.
You can reach me at www.bestmarriagekeys.com or visit me to get an appointment at drjackie.com, and that's www.drjackuie.com.
All right, and we'll post that up on our page, facebook.com/Sarada Murciano. Dr. Jackie, thanks. Great talking to you.
Thank you.
Same here. Have a good one.